Geothermal, the Kenya Electricity Generating Company, KenGen, has committed to adding an extra 1,500 megawatts of power sourced from green energy sources to the national grid in the next 10 years. The remarkable milestone, once achieved, will position Kenya on the world map as a key producer and user of green energy, which will help in climate mitigation through reduced carbon emissions. Currently, the country sources over 90% of its power generating portfolio from green energy sources of geothermal, wind, solar and hydro with an output of 1,726 megawatts. This has positioned Kenya at the top of the map in the African continent in green energy production and is ranked position 7 in the world in green energy production thanks to the government's commitment to transition to 100% use of green energy by the year 2030. Within the next decade, KenGen seeks to marshal more than $4.3 billion United States dollars, $556.8 billion. From its key funding partners to implement the now-launched strategy where it seeks to add an extra 1,500 megawatts of power from green energy sources with 800 megawatts sourced from geothermal. In addition, the company said the achievement would be realized in partnership with Geothermal Development Corporation, GDC, in exploring new sources of geothermal to replace old ones with Kenya estimates to sit on 10,000 megawatts of geothermal potential. Speaking during the launch of the strategy in Olkaria, Naivasha, Energy and Petroleum Cabinet Secretary Opiyo Wondeyi lauded KenGen's efforts in tapping green energy, which he noted is key to driving the country's economic and social development. Wondeyi said the extra 1,500 megawatts of power will be sourced from the expansion and development of Olkaria 6 and 7 power plants, rehabilitation of decades-old Olkaria 1 plant and expansion of solar and wind projects across the country. Already, the ongoing rehabilitation of the Olkaria 1 power plant in Naivasha is expected to boost its generating capacity from the current 45 megawatts to 63 megawatts, with the Muhoroni gas power plant expected to add an extra 60 megawatts to power Western Kenya industrial sectors and households. At this time, KenGen has already awarded the tender to a Chinese company to undertake the rehabilitation works at the Olkaria 1 power plant, which is expected to be completed by the end of the year 2026. On the other hand, the government has also committed to revive the Muhoroni gas turbine plant to generate 60 megawatts, which is expected to curb frequent power blackouts due to systems overloads within the Western Kenya region. The CS said the government will continue to support the sector with revamped policies to meet the growing demand of Kenyans seeking reliable and affordable power tariffs. On his part, KenGen's managing director Peter Njenga said currently, the company's energy portfolio stands at 1,726 megawatts, including geothermal 754 WM, wind 25 megawatts, thermal 120 megawatts and hydro sources 826.4 megawatts. Njenga said KenGen will invest $4.3 billion United States dollars, $556.8 billion, over the next 10 years to add the extra 1,500 megawatts of green energy to the national grid as well as establish 500 megawatt-hours of storage to help stabilize power transmission and curb cost disruptions. The MD added that the company is undertaking a diversification strategy by helping neighboring countries of Zambia, Eswatini, Djibouti and Ethiopia in geothermal exploration. The diversification strategy, Njenga added, will add an extra $2 billion United States dollars, $258 billion, to the company within the next 10 years, which will boost its economic contribution to the government. Njenga said that the company has already established a green energy park in excess of 740 acres within the Olkaria-rich geothermal valley, where investors will tap 100% of their energy needs to power their industries. In addition, the MD said the company has already secured a USD 1 billion ($129 billion) investment towards the advancement of a modern data center by Microsoft that is set to revolutionize data storage for local and multinational companies in the new digital era. These efforts, Njenga said, are geared towards assuring investors of a steady and affordable power supply, ensuring competitive power tariffs and lowering the cost of electricity for consumers. On his part, KenGen's board chair Frank Konish said the strategy is in line with the company's commitments to expand power generation to wind and solar sources, stabilize regional energy security through revamped partnerships and achieve carbon neutrality. According to former company managing director and current CS for Tourism and Wildlife Rebecca Miano, the two state agencies will partner to explore opportunities for investment to drive conservation and attract tourists at the large swatch of land at Olkaria. This, Miano said, can be achieved by building eco-lodges that promote sustainable conservation efforts at the geothermal and forested rich area for both local and international tourists to promote tourism for economic growth.